If you do find patterns that answer your questions, you will want to make conclusions that closely follow what the data indicates. It is often tempting to interpret data and draw inferences that may not be warranted. Likewise, you should consider alternative explanations for your findings, that is, other plausible explanations for the patterns you find. For example, if you find the number of Hispanic students is lower at one site than at others, you might be tempted to conclude that recruitment efforts are inadequate for that group of students. However, the data may not necessarily support this conclusion. One explanation may be that no Hispanic students in the site's service area. Similarly, poor student test performance in one class compared to others at the site may not indicate poor teaching. Consider other explanations, but do not go beyond the data. One way to help you draw appropriate conclusions is to talk to your staff and staff of other programs to understand procedures and types of students that may have influenced the data.